NPR's business news starts with more about mortgages. The Federal Reserve is considering doing something it's never done before: use taxpayer money to buy high-risk subprime mortgage-backed securities. Those are at the heart of the housing crisis. The Financial Times is reporting the plan. It would be the most controversial move yet by a Fed desperate to avoid a broader financial crisis. NPR's Adam Davidson reports.
The proposal would involve the Fed and the central banks of the UK and Europe. Together, they would buy more than $100 billion worth of risky assets currently owned by banks, pension plans, hedge funds, and others. The goal would be quite simple. Those risky assets are the main cause of the distress that has hurt the global banking system. They are what brought down investment bank Bear Stearns. They also threatened to severely damage many other financial institutions. Many believe that until those assets are taken off the books, the financial system won't heal. Since no private investor seems willing to touch the toxic stuff, that leaves central banks. The downsides of such a move are equally clear. Many would be angry to see taxpayer money bailing out investors who took what now seem to be reckless risks. Even worse, a bailout could encourage even riskier action in the future. For now, the Fed denies it's coordinating such a move with its counterparts in Europe. The Bank of England made a similar denial. Adam Davidson, NPR News, New York.